I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. I saw my neighbors walking their dog recently and noticed they were winding their way through the yards, staying under trees and avoiding the street. I realized they were letting their furry friend enjoy a little exercise while seeing to it she didn't burn her paws on the pavement. That's being a good dog owner. On sunny summer days, it doesn't take a really high temperature to make it uncomfortable for an animal on a sidewalk or street. In fact, when the outside temperature reads a mild 85 degrees, the concrete sidewalk can be 105 degrees, and the asphalt on the street can be 130 degrees. And on a sunny 95-degree day, the concrete could be 140 degrees. One way to make it safer for your dog is to walk when it's cooler outside, early in the morning or close to sunset. The worst time would be the middle of the day or early afternoon. Do what my neighbors did and stay on the grass and in shady areas. Don't forget your pet is barefooted, and walking on sun-baked pavement or asphalt could be more than uncomfortable. It could cause blisters on your best friend's tender feet. And take along some water for your buddy. All that panting can make a dog thirsty. Speaking of panting, make sure you know the symptoms of overheating in pets, symptoms that could indicate a heat stroke: excessive panting, difficulty breathing, drooling, weakness, and increased heart rate. If your dog exhibits any of those signs, quick action on your part may save your pet's life. Left untreated, heat stroke can result in brain damage, organ damage, even death. When you're unsure whether it's safe to walk your pet in the summer heat, the 5-second test is a good way to measure that. Put the back of your bare hand on the pavement and try to hold it there for 5 seconds. If it's too hot for that, it's too hot to walk your dog. Keeping your best friend safe in the summer heat and sun is a cool thing to do for both of you when you're speaking of pets.